Welcome to the Pope St. John the 23rd Vocation Podcast with Monsignor William Fay. Here at Pope St. John the 23rd Seminary, we realize it's never too late to respond to God's call. If you're a man 30 or older, discerning a possible call to the priesthood, or someone who supports these later vocations, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Monsignor Bill Fay, and you're at the Never Too Late at Pope St. John the 23rd Seminary podcast. I'm on the faculty here, and this is a seminary outside of Boston, Massachusetts, that welcomes older men who discover their vocation later in life for formation to the priesthood. I'm delighted today to have with me newly Deacon Barry Mungin, who is studying for the Archdiocese of Boston, and on May 20th of this year, he was ordained to the diaconate and will enter Fourth Theology in August to finish his last year of formation. Barry, welcome. It's a delight to have you here with us.
Thank you, Monsignor. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Barry, you and I have been talking. We've known each other for quite a while, even before you came to the seminary. Your vocation director suggested that you come here knowing that I coordinate men who are interested in Pope St. John, the 23rd Seminary. And we had a good time to talk. And I remember in our conversations, you had mentioned to me that you had the feeling that God was calling you as a younger man, maybe even as a boy, and you did not yet come to reach out for the Lord's hand to take you into a vocation of the priesthood until you were much older. Talk a little bit about that and how it was that God's time gets involved in all of this kind of thing.
From a very early age, I was probably 5 or 6 years old, and I was always in church singing as a choir boy. I listened to God's call from a very, very early age. And throughout my life, God gave me gifts to be prosperous. I was a florist, I was a cook, I was a manager in a marketing division. I was a professional musician, and I would ask myself, and I would speak to God and ask, what is it that you would like me to do with all of these gifts that you've given me? And as time went on, as a musician in the church, I found myself getting deeper and deeper into those conversations with God. And finally, he spoke to me at the Ambo one day while I was praying and reading Hebrews, and it was clear to me that it was time, it was God's time. He said, it's time for you to become a priest.
What a wonderful thing, and that happens to so many men, and we know that from our conversations with each other casually and even in prayer groups and opportunities for conversation. And it wasn't the easiest thing in the world, though all of a sudden you now recognize this. The diocese of your choice was one that really was not welcoming of men who are older to the priesthood, and so you had a little bump that you had to deal with. And I want to tell you, it's my experience, that is something that a lot of guys who make contact with me experience as well. How did you manage yourself through that? What kind of sense, you had the sense that this is what God wanted, did you have the sense that it would ultimately all work out?
I somehow did feel it was going to work out. I felt as though God just was being persistent with me, and I followed that call. And I must say that all of the priests in the different dioceses that I've worked in and my bishops were all very encouraging me to move forward. I was suggested to come here to come to a First Friday, which was wonderful because I got to be with other men of my age and be part of a community. And in doing that, I realized, well, I have to keep going forward. I can't look backwards and be glum about it. So I was very grateful to one person in particular, Father Infante, who said, you know, go out to a First Friday at Pope St. John. I think that's the place for you. And we met with the Cardinal, and as the Cardinal said, I don't call men to the priesthood, God does.
Good point. Great point. You mentioned something that I think is really important. I don't know that I've mentioned in the podcast before, but every first Friday here at Pope St. John the 23rd Seminary, we have a holy hour. And we've been doing that for years at the seminary, but within the past couple of years, past few years, we've decided to open that up so that people can have a window into the kind of home that this is and House of Formation. And so on Fridays, the first Friday of the month at 5 o'clock, if you came to our website, you'll find a live stream there of our being in this opportunity for exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, of an opportunity to pray the Liturgy of the Hours together, and an opportunity for those men who want to know more about Pope St. John Seminary following the Hours Adoration to join us in a Zoom call and to be able to meet and to talk with seminarians and with one of the faculty following that to ask any questions they want about this. It's a really, really wonderful opportunity. And for those of you who are just podcast fans and would like to join us and see what happens in a moment of prayer at the seminary, join us on the live stream Fridays, first Fridays of the month at 5 o'clock. Barry, one of the things that you had and I had talked about a little bit is, and you brought it up in terms of your own vocation and finding the Archdiocese of Boston as a place for you to become a priest. You have this theme in your life, don't lose hope, stay focused. Talk a little bit with me about that and why you think it's important for someone who might be contemplating the vocation to the priesthood.
Well, I got that from St. Paul, to always look forward, to run the race and to look forward. And in looking into Christ and looking towards Christ, I think that's one of the things that gives you the greatest hope, because you know what your goal is. I think that you have to be realistic about what your goal is. And I think that there's a lot of sacrifice that happens for older men when they come here, because it's an adjustment to our lifestyles. We've lived a full life. We've had families. We've had children and grandchildren. We've had big careers. And it's an adjustment. But when you make that decision to make that adjustment, it all falls into place. There's no more decision making. It just happens.
Yeah. You really, as you were saying earlier, it's in God's time. You need to let God lead. When I'm talking to men who are thinking about coming to the seminary, one of the things I always try to bring out to them is if there's one virtue that you really need to work on, it's the virtue of docility. This is, remember what the word vocation means. This is not my life's goal. This is God's life's goal for me. And it's His call to me that I'm responding to. So we really need to be docile to that.
Yes, yes. And I think once you have that reality in your heart, then you realize how much easier it is. You're just following the way of God. And that is, to me, my strength and my, as my friend Sister Angela said, I'm a little pig-headed because I wanted to go forward and I knew it was the right thing to do because God was calling me.
Mm-hmm. As you look back, you mentioned a number of things that you did. You know, you worked in a restaurant, you were involved in management, you were involved in as a florist. You've done some significant work in music, not only in parishes and in dioceses, but here at Pope St. John Seminary, for which we're deeply grateful. As you look at the gifts that God has given you and at the pastoral assignments that you've had over the past 3 years, and now the work that you're doing over at the parish in Roslindale, Massachusetts, talk a little bit about the natural gifts that God gave you and how they're blossoming in your work within the church.
I think one of the fears that older vocations have is that you lose all that, that somehow it goes away. But in fact, it's the thing that enriches your life to be able to use those gifts so that you can have connections with people. And I think that that's incredibly important. To have those really close connections. So a lot of my gifts have been social gifts. I've been able to help people, teach people, serve people, and it's done nothing but give me great joy to be able to use those gifts and to help people come forward with Christ in their prayer time, in their devotion time. And I think that a man who is considering the vocation to come to Pope St. John, it is very important that you will use your gifts to further your ministry. Don't feel as though they're going to go away, because they won't.
Mm-hmm. Tell you an interesting story. When COVID broke in February and March of 2020, we, by God's providence, had 3 MDs as seminarians and 2 dentists. Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. They set up, and they were naturally the 5 infirmarians within the house at that time. They got together and they set up protocols for us to live by, and we moved smoothly right through COVID. Not that we didn't have an effect here. Some of us did get it, but it was mild. We never had any real serious things. And it was amazing how those gifts that those men had, with gifts that were brought into the life of the community, and I'm sure that's happening in the parishes in which they find themselves today.
It's true. I was here at the beginning of the fall of COVID, and it was difficult at first because we were very vigilant about being good about following protocol. But as time went on, we used our gifts with one another, just like you said. But it was also the music got us through it, and the prayer time got us through it, and the fellowship got us through it. So we used our gifts for one another here as we were in the community.
Mm. I've had the chance, I think I've mentioned to our listeners, that I, as a young priest, spent 14 years at our seminary for younger men, who are men mostly in their 20s, more or less, because Pope St. John is a place for men who are 30 and older. And it's a very, very different world, the world of this seminary, compared to a seminary that specializes in working with men who are younger. There's a peer group here. Men in their 30s, something happens to a man in his early to mid-30s that has him in such a way that he has better relationships with men older than him than men younger, because of the life experience that he has. Mm-hmm. And the fraternity that we have here in the house, I think even the relationship between the seminarians and the faculty is unique. Not that you folks don't forget the fact that we are formators and have a responsibility to you, and look forward one day to welcome you into the fraternity which we have as priests. We recognize that there's a difference between us, but there's a fraternity here. There's a receptivity of each other, and the house is very, very unique in that kind of way. Talk a little bit, Barry, if you would, about, was that a surprise to you when you came here to discover that level of fraternity and the way in which a seminary like this works with older men?
I don't know that I was surprised at it. I was grateful for it. I come from a tradition of going to seminaries I come from a tradition of going to St. Joseph's Monastery, where there's a great brotherhood of men there. And in my experience here, the generosity of heart between the faculty and the administrators and the seminarians is by far the best experience of giving of oneself that I've seen. And not only is it just because of background, but it's also spiritual, that we connect with one another through our spiritualities. We're learning from you different charisms, different adorations, different prayers. So when you come here, you might come, let's say you come from Chicago, and you might have a set of devotions that you've carried for your lifetime there. And all of a sudden you come here and you're hearing something new and something that really opens your mind and your heart. And I think that that's something to really look forward to if a man is coming here.
I do too. And we enrich each other by being who we are and opening ourselves up to the others and what it is that they have as experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, I think a lot of men who are finding in middle age that something is happening, that the Lord is asking something more of them, there's a fear about, am I worthy of this? You and I have talked a little bit about this, and you have a very, very wonderful attitude. And if I could sum it up, I'd like to use your words. You say, come as you are and offer all that you have. And if this is what God wants of you, it'll happen. Talk a little bit about that. I think that would be helpful for some of the men who are tuning in.
I think that the fear is that you've been somehow irreparably damaged through your lifetime, that somehow your experiences, maybe you weren't as devoted to church as you should have been, maybe you weren't as devout to your prayer time with God and with Christ, but the Lord is loving, the Lord is understanding, the Lord is merciful, and Jesus Christ is with us every step of the way. So when you come as you are, He knows you better than you know yourself. And so I really feel as though most men just need to come and to open themselves and to give their heart back to God, and everything falls into place.
Good point. And I think, in all honesty, a number of the men who are here will tell you that they fell off the path in some serious ways in life, and yet the Lord didn't leave them. He's like the hound of heaven. He keeps reaching out and calling in again. You brought up St. Paul earlier in our conversation. I want to bring him back again. Let's not forget the example of St. Paul. St. Paul was actually persecuting the church, and the Lord found a way to rescue him and to bring him into the vocation that even while he was knitting St. Paul in his mother's womb, had in mind for him forever. And look at the great grace that we have with all the letters that he wrote and the tradition that comes down through St. Paul.
Right. We see his transformation. And here at the seminary, we have seen in my own class the transformation of all my brothers in my class, the great transformations, the way they speak in public, the way they interact with one another and with the community. We've all changed greatly, and I think for the greater grace of God that we have changed, and I'm very, very happy to have been here. It's been a real honor have been part of this community.
That's terrific, and look forward to this year. One of the things that we faculty see, I'm sure the underclassmen see it, but see it in yourselves. Something happens with ordination to the diaconate that's transformative, that you can't put a number on, you can't quantify it in any kind of way, but I've seen men who have kind of been quiet, more thinking about themselves, not in a selfish way, but a timidity, and all of a sudden with diaconate, they stand up, they preach in a way that surprises the heck out of us, you know, and it's absolutely wonderful and it's lovely. So I'd like to mention a couple little program notes before we draw to conclusion our podcast today. And first of all, I want to express my thanks to the man who got us off the ground. This is actually our 14th podcast at Never Too Late. And the man who was really seriously behind it was Father Zachary Allspaugh, who is now a priest of the Archdiocese of New York. He was ordained on May 27th of this year, 2023. And it was Zach who was really the producer and editor in so many different kinds of ways. And I'm just so grateful to Zach for the great work that he did among us. We're delighted to have a second-year theologian studying for the Archdiocese of Boston, a seminarian by the name of Jairus Aziz, who's with us and will be helping us out as we move into the future. So, Jairus, I'm so grateful very much to you for the work that you're going to do here as well. I want to say a special thank you to all of you again who are so faithful in tuning into these podcasts. As you know, we publish them on the 23rd of the month after Pope St. John the 23rd, and we look forward to seeing you return and joining us. And in the meantime, we ask you to keep us in your prayer. We thank you for those prayers and for your donations, and we look forward to welcoming you back at our next podcast. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our website at www.psjs.edu. Remember, the first step to answering God's call is making the call. 781-899-5500.